ye shall pray for Christ's Holy Catholic Church, that is, for the whole congregation of Christian people dispersed through the whole world, and especially for the churches throughout this land, and herein for the Queen's Most Excellent Majesty, our Sovereign Lady Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith. Ye shall also pray for the ministers of God's holy word and sacraments, as well archbishops and bishops, as other pastors and clergy, for the Queen's Most Honorable Council, for the High Court of Parliament, and for all the magistrates of this realm, that all and every of these, in their several callings, may serve truly and diligently to the glory of God and the edifying and well-governing of his people, remembering the account that they must make when they shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Also you shall pray for the whole commons of the realm, that they may live in true faith and fear of God, in dutiful obedience to the Queen, and in brotherly charity one to another. And that there may never be wanting a succession of persons duly qualified for the service of God in church and state, ye shall implore his blessing on all places of religious and useful learning, particularly on our universities, and here in Oxford for the Right Honorable Christopher Patton, our Chancellor, for the Vice-Chancellor, for the doctors, the proctors, and all heads of college and hall with their respective societies. More particularly are ye bound to pray for the good estate of Exeter College, and for the rector, fellows, scholars, and all other members of this ancient college, that here, and in all places specially set apart for God's honor and service, true religion and sound learning may forever flourish. To these your prayers ye shall add unfeigned praises for mercies already received, for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, particularly for the advantages afforded in this place by the munificence of founders and benefactors, such as were Walter de Stapledon, Bishop of Exeter, Edmund Stafford, Bishop of Exeter, William Palmer, Sir William Petre, Charles I, King of England, John Perriam, Sir John Ackland, George Hakewell, Elias Heal, Sir John Maynard, George Hill, Bishop of Chester, Lady Elizabeth Shears, Mariel Symes, Arthur Bury, Narcissus Marsh, Archbishop of Armagh, Thomas Howe, William Gifford, Henry Richards, Joseph Luscombe Richards, George Carter, Marianne Hasker, Francis Waugh, Amelia Jackson, George France, James Gerald Moxham, William Henry Quarrel, John Chester Mort, George Lawler Handley, Antonin Bess, Robert John Ash Morrison, William Vautier Patterson, Thomas Wood, St. Authus Wood, Ivor Donald Margery, Arthur William Ashby, Doris Alitha Rossiter, Elizabeth Usher Cunningham, Sassoon Ronald Togue, Bertha Wickham, John Lee Nevison, John Walter Yeoman Higgs, Ralph Henry Reginald Lewis Simons, David Layton Farmer, Brian Murgatroyd, Arthur Peacock, Krishna Patak, Colin Hunter, Clement Le Rossignol, Michael John Mavrogordato, Bennett Bosky. But above all, ye shall bless God Almighty for his inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. Finally, Ye shall praise God for all those who are departed out of this life in the faith of Christ, and pray that we may have grace to direct our lives after their good example, that this life ended, we may be made partakers with them of the glorious resurrection in the life everlasting. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The reading is taken from the 24th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counsellors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. My child, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then thou shalt be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Here ends the lesson.
You are my sun, my light, my joy. reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every one the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth, on teaching, or he that exhorteth, on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth, with diligence, he that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no one evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
The throne of David. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding is it established. May I speak in the name of the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Exeter College has been in existence for 706 years. In those seven and a bit centuries, it has weathered, suffered, and thrived from a variety of national, European, and global events. Not long after Walter de Stapleton founded his college, which originally bore his name, riots against King Edward II started, and Stapleton, as well as being Bishop of Exeter, was Edward's treasurer. He had his head decapitated outside the Guildhall in October 1326, an action led by an angry mob. From the middle of the 14th century, Stapleton Hall became Exeter Hall, and eventually Exeter College. Within 20 years of Stapleton's death, the college endured perhaps its most difficult period ever. From about 1348 until 1355, the great pestilence raged throughout much of Eurasia and northern Africa. The college too was much affected. The only significant gap in the college's records are from these times. Conservative estimates tell that between a third and half of the population of England died, and this figure was reflected too at Exeter, as 6 of the 13 fellows died in this great plague. And there is a constant reminder of these turbulent days in our early history. When Exeter was founded, it was originally located where Hartford is now. In 1315, it moved to the present site, a site which it shared with a number of other halls. St. Patrick's Hall, which is where the mound is now, Scott Hall in the middle of the garden, and Castell and Bedford Hall towards where the buildings of the college are now. All these halls had disappeared by 1360, and the ground was flattened, and so became our fellow's garden. Today in this service is the annual commemoration of benefactors, when on the last Sunday of the academic year, we give thanks for those whose generosity has helped shape the college and has allowed us in our generation to benefit from and to advance Exeter College. It is a time when we celebrate all that we have achieved in the soon to end year. But of course this year, the immediate context is not one of celebration or joy. But it is important that we have this service, that we take time out to reflect on what the college is about and our role in that. Throughout this term of COVID confusion and disturbances, it's been good to have space, space and times to reflect, space and times to create, and space and times to be sustained. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding is it established. We heard this tonight from the reading from the Book of Proverbs, read by the president of the JCR. It's a sort of motto you might find embroidered on a cushion in a National Trust shop, but its message runs deep. Wisdom is not just about knowing things. Wisdom is knowing what you do with what you know. It's about looking outside of ourselves to the world beyond us and trying to bridge that gap through exploration, through inquisitiveness, or through experience. And this idea of looking beyond ourselves, of taking note of our context and our surroundings, reminds me of Psalm 121, which we heard the choir sing. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence doth come my help, is the first line. In 1566, William Peter, a great Tudor statesman, endowed the college with a large bequest, thus significantly increasing the fellowship. He presented to the college with new statutes, and these stipulated that Psalm 121 should be recited every morning by all members of the college as soon as they wake up. And although we don't do that anymore, the psalm is still used regularly in worship, and its last two lines are used at the end of every service. This ancient psalm calls us to look out from ourselves and to look up, to find support and help for how we live our lives. Psalm 121 doesn't give us simple answers, but it reminds us that life is adventurous. Mountains and hills from a distance may seem secure places and places of refuge, but when we are in them, when we are there, there is a multitude of dangers and challenges, from finding the right path, to discovering ravines that may need traversing, or fleeing from wild animals that may pursue us. But it is through facing and surmounting these challenges that we become wise and gain understanding in how to live our lives and how to shape the world in which we live. The lesson from Romans, read by the MCR president, presents us too with huge challenges. Let love be without condition. Abhor evil. Bless those who persecute you. Live in peace with all. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding is it established. This is hard work. This takes our lives' work if we choose. Understanding is about listening. Understanding is about thinking. Understanding is about applying our gifts and our experiences to new situations, and using these combinations to help us make judgments. I believe that it is through understanding that we will be able to try to live out those ideals expressed by Paul in the second lesson. Ideas of living without condition, of rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep, and perhaps even being able to show kindness to our enemies. But employing wisdom and seeking after understanding, although challenging, will indeed help shape our lives in good ways. This is reflected in the first lesson when the writer says, "Eat thou honey, my child, for it is good." There is much goodness in life to sustain us and to nourish us. With the exception of perhaps a few years during the 14th century plague and during the First and Second World Wars, Exeter College has brought people together in the search of knowledge and understanding, and we continue to do this today. Early in this academic year in Hillary, the college decided to constitute a working group to explore the college's connection with slavery. Not only is this a timely issue, but it also draws on the skills of current fellows who have research interests in these areas, and also allows students to gain research skills. And in the past couple of weeks, where protests and riots and demonstrations have all rightly pointed to the inequalities in our society, we need to understand that seeking understanding takes different times and in different places. Seeking understanding takes different times, different forms in different places, and so at the moment we need to listen to Black voices, as it's been powerfully clear over the last few weeks. We need too to apply, as some members of the college are doing, we need to apply scientific investigation to finding a vaccine against COVID. We also need space to explore how we can understand. And it is my sincere hope that through these services, we have been able to provide some sort of space for reflection, for prayer, for inspiration, and through worship. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding is it established. It is my sincere hope that we who remain at Exeter next year will continue to create a college built on principles of honesty, of integrity, of equality, of striving to understand our world and apply our gifts and talents and skills in doing so. And for those members of the college who are leaving, I hope that you will remember, to as you continue to build up your lives, to create some space to reflect on how you relate to the world around you, so that your inner dialogue with the world, seeking to understand yourself and its place in your life. And may the Lord preserve your going out and your coming in. from this time forth forevermore. Amen.
Let us pray. The righteous shall be had in everlasting remembrance.
The Lord has been gracious in evil times.
The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God,
and the church shall be called to touch them.
O God, we have heard with our ears, and our forebears have declared unto us
the noble words of the righteous.
And the studies of good learning, beseeching thee that we, well using these thy blessings to the praise and honour of thy holy name, may at length, together with them and all thy servants departed this life, be brought to the immortal glory of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
O God, the maker of all things, we give thee thanks for all members of this ancient foundation of Exeter College in the University of Oxford, who have served thee with fruitful labour for the increase of knowledge and wisdom, and for the nurture of faithful servants of thy people. As thou didst enable them to add their share to thy work, wrought out by many hands from age to age, so teach and strengthen us in this our generation, and grant that with them we may enter into thy joy in the fulfilment of thine eternal counsel, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We continue in prayer as we move the focus of our thoughts from the college and the university to our world and to our individual cares and concerns. We continue to pray for all who feel stirred by the Black Lives Movement. We pray that we may listen, that we may create respectful environments to allow emotions and thoughts to be discussed. We pray for all who are ill, continuing to pray for Margaret Whipp, our catechist. We pray too for all who support and tend them, for doctors, nurses, and all those who care for others. We pray too for our students, for all who are sitting exams, for those who are preparing to leave university. And finally, we pray for ourselves, bringing our own fears and worries, as well as all that makes us glad, to God. Let us hold all these thoughts and petitions in prayer as we listen to the choir singing Bruckner's anthem, Os Justi, reminding ourselves of the ever-present love and wisdom of God. And may we commit ourselves and all we have prayed for to God through the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, who has given to us all not only eyes to see, but a mind to understand the marvels of thy works, to search out thy secrets, and to discover thy hidden great treasures. Quicken our conscience, we pray thee, as thou dost enlighten our understanding, and grant that in heart, as in mind, we may become daily more perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, rest, remain, and abide with you now and for evermore. Amen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank many people who have been involved in the creation and production of these services. To the many readers, ranging from current and past rectors, members of college staff, fellows, students, and old members. I'd like to thank Olivia Kennedy and Matt Baldwin from the Development Office for their help in uploading services. And of course, to the choir, who have gone way beyond the call of duty by recording the music for these services in isolation. I also want to thank Christopher Hallman, as junior organ scholar, who has spent many hours editing together the music and the services, taking the role of organ scholar to new technological heights. Finally, I want to pay a special tribute to James Short, the Parry Wood organ scholar. James has been a delight to work with over the past 3 years. He is a man of great wisdom, of deep kindness, and of excellent musicality, and he has contributed hugely not only to the life of the chapel, but to the life of the college. So thank you. This is the last service of the academic year. We are having conversations about the pattern of next term services, but it is hoped that at least one weekly service will be recorded and available to listen to online, which will start on or around the 13th of October. I hope that you all have a good summer and that you stay safe and well. Thank you. Lord preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, forevermore. Amen.